What is going on, everyone? Welcome back to another edition of Drop the Mitts Hockey Podcast, brought to you in partnership with Primetime Productions. Really glad to be back. A little two-week hiatus. Little time to just kind of relax and take in a lot of college hockey and then obviously the pros, NHL stuff. A little spring break trip. It was an awesome time. It was nice to get away for a little bit, nice to take some time, but I'm definitely ready to get back into the swing of things. And it's been a crazy, crazy couple weeks in college hockey, both with, transfer portal stuff, players signing with NHL teams. We'll try to keep it as current as possible. We'll start with today. Obviously, the Hobey Baker Award nominees were named. And there was definitely a ton, I would say backlash of players that were left off. Some players I was definitely shocked by the fact that they were left off. I'll start by first reading the nominees for, the Hobey Baker Award. And it starts off with Jackson Blake of University of North Dakota. Moving on to Macklin Celebrini of BU. Jack Devine of University of Denver, Cutter Gauthier of BC, Colin Graff of Quinnipiac, Lane Hudson of BU, Kyle McClellan of University of Wisconsin, Liam McClinsky from Holy Cross. When I ever saw Holy Cross right in Worcester, I was amazed by this, and I couldn't be happier for this kid. I definitely have to go, do some more research on him. But incredible to see, a kid from a local school, get some recognition. Sam Morton from Minnesota State University. And then, of course, rounding it off is Will Smith from BC, who's obviously had a insane, incredible freshman campaign. I mentioned earlier there was a little bit of backlash, especially on Twitter, just kind of a few names that I was pretty shocked by that got left off. Starting with Rucker McGroarty from Michigan. I thought this was really surprising to me, especially the World Juniors that he had. I know it doesn't really count as, for college stuff, but he's been incredible this year for, Michigan, leading them to, being one of the top teams in the country. And then his teammate, Gavin Brindley, as well, another guy who's been insane this year. He was left off as well. And then another fellow freshman to a lot of these guys, Ziv Buyam, defenseman for University of Denver, has had a really impressive campaign, freshman campaign at that. You're definitely going to hear his name probably within the top 10, if not in the top 10, shortly after. And those were three guys that I was, really, really surprised by. And that is not to say that I don't think that these other guys don't deserve it. I just think the seasons that these guys had, they were crucial to their teams, and they had, incredible seasons. In saying that, in reading this list, reading the body of work from these guys, I think we can all agree, and again, if whoever listens to this podcast, if you have, a take that, something you disagree with, if there's a name that you think was more deserving, or someone you think that should win this award, I would love to, kind of go back and forth on it. My pick to win this award is obviously, I think, Macklin Celebrini. I think that's the easy pick here. He's literally the youngest Hobey Baker nominee ever. If he wins the award, he's going to be the youngest Hobey Baker winner ever. Just to kind of go through his stats. I mean, obviously in the World Juniors, he had a very impressive tournament. Again, that doesn't count towards his statistics at BU. But just to go and kind of show the fact of why he's the projected number one pick in 5 games in the World Juniors, 4 goals, 4 assists for 8 points total and a +5. His freshman Kane is a 17-year-old, the youngest player in college hockey. In 33 games, he's put up 30 goals, 25 assists, 55 points, and a +18. Another, notable stat, which I found to be insane and impressive company, is Celebrini is just the 4th player to win Hockey East Rookie of the Year and Player of the Year in the same season. These names that I'm about to read that he's in company with are some of the greatest college hockey players ever. 2015 Jack Eichel. If you think back and you're local to Boston, not even if you're local, if you're familiar with college hockey and follow it close enough, Jack Eichel had one of the most impressive seasons ever in college hockey. Paul Kariya for the University of Maine, another one. I've told this story numerous times where the Connor McDavid era for us, my dad explained it as you had to see Kariya in person. How fast he was, his ability to be a playmaker, it was something you had to see in person. It's another one of the greatest seasons ever had, you know, that ever occurred in college hockey. And then obviously rounding that off, Brian Leetch for Boston College in 1987. Incredible, incredible company that Macklin Celebrini is joining. And again, these guys that are also on the list, I mentioned another freshman, Will Smith. I think he was incredible. Jackson Blake had a great year. Colin Graf for Quinnipiac. Cutter Gauthier. All these guys are more than deserving. But what Macklin Celebrini did this season as a 17-year-old, the youngest player in college hockey, is something we may never see again. I don't know. Having watched him multiple times this year, I can tell you that he's one of those guys you have to see in person. Just so fast. And I think what stood out most to me is his hands and just the way that he reads plays. You know, he sees things steps and steps ahead that other players would never even see. I think that's why he's the clear-cut number one pick this year. I'm going to get into that a little bit later. In my latest mock draft. Obviously, I did a mock draft earlier in the year. It was a little early, so I mean, prospects were – I was still kind of evaluating and going to the games and watching these guys. A lot of these things that I read, too, come straight from elite prospects. So definitely shout out Cam Robinson. He does an unbelievable job there. So a lot of the stats that I pull up come straight from elite prospects, and obviously him and his team do an incredible job of keeping it super up to date, really easy to navigate, and just really fun. I can get lost in elite prospects for hours. So we'll get into that a little bit later. I kind of want to stick on the college hockey route, and bring up obviously the Hockey East semis preview, which will be occurring Friday will be the semis, and then Saturday will be the championship game. The winners of the two will move on to Saturday. First game is going to be Boston College versus UMass. I think this is going to be a really fun game to watch. I've said it literally since the start of the season, even going into this year. I think UMass has probably the best 1-2 punch of defensemen in the country. In Ryan Ufko and Scott Morrow. They've been unbelievable for this Minutemen team. They're phenomenal defensive prospects, you know, for their respective teams in Carolina and the Nashville Predators. They're going to be signing with their, you know, respective National Hockey League teams, regardless of what happens. And then obviously matching up against this phenomenal freshman line that BC has in Ryan Leonard, Will Smith, who I just mentioned is a Hobie Baker finalist, and Gabe Perreault. All three of these guys have been incredible in their freshman campaign, which is no surprise based on what they did last year in the National Development Program. Add that with Cutter Gauthier, Oscar Jelvik. You know, these guys, this team is loaded, and they're not going to get any worse going forward. I think they're going to be a wagon for the foreseeable future. I like BC in this game. I just think that BC's firepower, the play of Jacob Fowler, you know, obviously the phenomenal play of Jacob Fowler at that, another true freshman who's had an unbelievable freshman campaign, the Montreal Canadiens draft pick. Jeez, Canadiens could probably use him now, honestly. I just think that BC is going to be too much for this UMass team. Again, those two guys, I think they're phenomenal defensive talent. They're phenomenal defensive prospects. I just think this BC team is going to be a little bit too much, you know, for this UMass team. I'm really curious to see, although I don't think it's going to be as much of a blowout as much as people think, because listen, UMass has played a lot of teams really tough. And the thing is, they could easily, I mean, this game is going to be played at the Garden. Anything can happen. These kind of games, you've seen, I mean, even the Beanpot going back where Gunnarwolf Fontaine scores that goal, in overtime, anything can happen in these kind of games. So I'm really excited for this one. The next game that is being played is the Boston University Terriers versus the Maine Black Bears, which this has literally been a team that I've been wanting to watch in Maine. I haven't gotten the opportunity to watch them yet. Reason being, they have two phenomenal brothers that are absolutely tearing up the NCAA, starting with Bradley Nadeau and his brother Josh. These kids, two Canadian kids, I remember having the World Junior preview, and I was shocked that they were left off this roster, off that Canadian roster. And I think that Canada could have definitely used these guys. Like, their ability to put the puck in the net. Obviously, Bradley was a first-round pick of the Carolina Hurricanes, 30th overall last year. He's having a really good season. Another freshman in 35 games. He's got 19 goals, 26 assists for 45 points. Again, a forward for a right-hand shot. Again, from New Brunswick, 18 years old. He's going to be sick. And he is sick. Again, I haven't gotten the opportunity to watch him yet. But I've seen some of the videos of the chemistry him and his brother have on the ice. Obviously, Josh, same thing. A little bit smaller of a guy, 5'8", 159. But he's another kid that can put the puck in the net in 35 games. He's got 18 goals, 27 assists for 45 points. And he has not been drafted yet. You've got to think that's going to change. I mean, geez, these two are super fun to watch. And then to kind of go back to the other side, we're going to talk about this BU team, Macklin Celebrini leading the way. Luke Tuck's having a great year. And then I said this pretty early on that BU probably has the best defensive core in the country. And just to name a few, led by Captain Case McCarthy, you've got older guys, Cade Weber, Lane Hudson, who you very well may see in a Montreal Canadiens uniform. Add that with the young talent of Tom Willander, who's a Vancouver Canucks draft pick, Gavin McCarthy, a third-round pick of the Sabres, as well as Aiden Celebrini. Just a loaded decor. And their goalie, Caron, is having a great year, too. He's kept them in a lot of games and has bailed them out multiple times, too. I think, again, you're going to be seeing a BCBU Hockey East Finals. I think just this BU team is going to be too much for Maine to handle. I always love a good Cinderella story. I'm really happy to see, Maine back and relevant. But I just think at the end of the day, this BU team is just going to be too much for Maine to handle. One thing I want to bring up to kind of caveat off that is hats off to Ben Barr. I mean, Jesus, this guy has to be in the conversation for Coach of the Year. What he has done to turn this UMaine team around, just an incredible, incredible guy. Like, his first season went 7-22-4 in his first year. Now we're talking about them possibly having the opportunity to take down BU with the player that's going to be the first overall pick. This turnaround for this team has been incredible. So again, hats off to Ben Barr. Incredible, incredible turnaround. He's, again, just a little story about him. He spent 5 years as the assistant coach for UMass. And again, he got this opportunity, and his first year was not great. I mentioned 7-22-4, and look at him now. I mean, geez, just an incredible turnaround. And he absolutely should be in the conversation for Coach of the Year. And I really hope he gets it. I think he's most deserving. But we'll see. We'll see where, you know, what route they end up going in. This is going to be an incredible, incredible day of hockey. I mean, starting at 4, I mean, I'll probably be getting at the Garden probably about 2:30 maybe, to get upstairs and, you know, get settled and everything. I always love watching warmups. I mean, I've posted multiple videos of, you know, Celebrini stick handling, same thing, Ryan Leonard. The hands on these kids are just incredible now. I mean, I remember, not that it's like a new thing, but it just seems like the kids that are, some of these crazy moves they're pulling off, it's just incredible to see the, you know, how much the game has changed, the creativity of a lot of these kids. It's incredible to watch. Another note, how, what makes me happy a lot is the fact of how great college hockey has become. I mean, you're seeing some of the top talent. You're going to see within my mock draft, multiple kids in college hockey within my top 10 come from college hockey. You know, just to name a few, Macklin Celebrini, Artem Levchinov, Cole Eiserman's going to be a college hockey player. You know, Ziv Buyum, just to name, you know, those are the college hockey guys. So we're only going to be doing picks 1 through 10, but I, you know, again, I'm really excited to see a lot of these guys in action play against each other. I mentioned earlier, I'm going to be seeing the Nadeau brothers for the first time. We've gotten the opportunity to interview a couple of these guys that are going to be playing, Ryan Ufko, Gavin McCarthy, Aiden Celebrini, just, you know, awesome down to earth kids. So you want to see them all do well. And it's going to be incredible 2 games. I think at the end of the day, I think it's going to be BC and BU. I mean, just the firepower that these two teams have, incredible stuff. And they're just going to get better and better, especially with the class coming in next year. It's going to be really fun to watch. A couple other news and notes that I wanted to bring up before I start my mock draft, which I think is probably going to take, you know, a little bit more of the time. Just breaking today, Northeastern captain Justin Ritzkovian is signing with the Dallas Stars. And my God, what a signing for Dallas. I've brought this up earlier. I think Justin he was one of the top players that whatever team got a hold of him, got a real diamond in the rough, a kid that wants to win, works his ass off. And again, Dallas's prospect pool, Dallas's young bucks just got a whole lot richer. We've seen the emergence of some of these young guys, Wyatt Johnston, Maverick Bork is having a great year. Friend of the pod, Logan Stankoven, absolutely burst on the scene and just was ripping it up. Now he's kind of back and forth, you know, with the Texas Stars. But again, he's going to have a very bright future. Now you add Justin Ritzkovian. This Dallas Stars prospect pool and talent of young players is phenomenal. I would say probably put him top of the league, right up there. And good for Justin. I mean, geez, being able to win that bean pot, you know, you don't necessarily play to win bean pots, but how important that tournament is. It was so cool for them to see, so cool for them to win. It was so great for me to see, you know, all these guys win. And again, good. I'm glad for Justin. I think it's going to be a great fit for not only him, but for Dallas as well. So definitely want to just congratulate him. I mean, I can't wait to see him rip it up. Probably he'll be starting in Texas with the Texas Stars, but, you know, we'll see what happens. And wish him the best. Moving on, another Husky, Gunnar Wolfontaine, local kid too. We got to interview right before he scored those goals in the Bean Pot tournament. He has entered the transfer portal. There's no indication yet of what his plan is. Obviously, he's a kid that we've followed. He's one of the most, easily has the best name in college hockey. But he's definitely a guy that is going to be on teams' radars. I mean, he would be a phenomenal add for any team, you know, both in a leadership standpoint and just his play on the ice. So we'll be keeping an eye on that. See where he ends up. A lot of the other guys, as you know, as they make decisions and decide on schools, we'll keep you guys posted on that. I usually, you know, stay pretty up to date on Twitter. So those will always be, you know, we'll be keeping you guys updated on all that stuff as players sign. Now, some news and notes from the NHL before we get into my mock draft, which I'm really excited about. We're calling this one the Drop the Mitts 2024 NHL Mock Draft 1.0. I've announced this before, you know, previous on the pod, that we're going to be attending the draft this year in Vegas. We've got some really cool interviews lined up with guys that are going to be drafted extremely high. So we're really fired up about that. So we want to keep things a little bit organized, especially with the revamp, of Drop the Mitts. We want to keep things kind of organized. So we're going to be starting this mock draft and kind of just tweaking it. We want you guys to get involved. Players, you like, even if you disagree with the picks, if you think your team is going to be picking something, someone else, if you think they have other needs, please comment on, you know, wherever, Twitter, Instagram, wherever you see, you know, that where we posted this episode. I love the dialogue. I love going back and forth. I love talking draft picks, you know, who needs what, what's the best fit. I love it. I live for it. I've loved it since I was, you know, a kid, and I've followed literally pretty much every single one. So again, if there's a player that I name that you don't necessarily agree with, or you think your team is going to be going in a different direction, let me know. I'm open to all that stuff. I don't take it personal. I love the banter back and forth. So before we get into that, I do want to bring up something note that happened pretty recently. John Tortorella added again, deciding to healthy scratch captain Sean Couturier. And this, there was a lot of backlash with this. Obviously, a pretty awkward interview with Sean in the media. Torts didn't really want to get into it. But one thing I can say about this, and I see people bashing Torts and this and that, and, you know, you don't do that to your captain. But one thing I can say is, and one thing that I think you can appreciate out of Torts, is that he wants to get the best out of his players. I think every single person that has played for him can attest to that. I'm not going to say I've never played in the NHL. It's just what I see from the outside. Whether you're a fourth line grinder, whether you're, you know, a seventh defenseman, or whether you wear a letter and you wear a C, like, he wants the best out of everyone. And this is not anything new from Torts. He treats everyone the exact same. I just wanted to give my take on it. And I listen, if this is something, some sort of tactic that he thinks Sean Couturier can give more to this team, he's gonna make these kind of decisions to try to get the most out of his captain. And I respect the hell out of it, to be honest. This decision that he made, let's not forget that Philly just beat a phenomenal Toronto Maple Leafs team 4-3. Right after benching. So again, I don't think it's anything personal. I think it's truly that he's trying to get the best out of his players. And I respect it. I think Sean Couturier is going to be better for this. And it's something that, you know, it's probably not popular within the locker room. Definitely not popular within the fan base. But I think as time goes on, especially as we kind of get deeper into the season and eventually into the playoffs, you're going to see a different Sean Couturier. And that's just the Torts way. He just wants to get the best out of everyone. But if you guys disagree, let me know, you know, comment, whatever. We're definitely going to be clipping these, you know, these little things, and that way just to create some dialogue. And if you guys disagree, I mean, definitely let me know. I'm open to going back and forth and hearing different perspectives. Also, I want to acknowledge some sad news that we received yesterday, the passing of Chris Simon. Obviously, for you guys that are, you know, that have followed the league for a while, Chris Simon was, he was one of the toughest guys probably in the league. while he was in, from Wawa, Canada. Again, he just, this guy embodied what it meant to be a grinder, a tough guy. He, you know, so sad, passes away at 52. Obviously here at Drop the Mitts, we post hockey fights and we not encourage it, but we definitely post about it a lot. And stuff like seeing stuff like this is, tough. Obviously there, you gotta hope he's got some sort of, he's at peace. Horrible stuff. Whenever you bring suicide into things, just horrible. I feel for the Simon family, all his family, his friends. I offer my deepest condolences. Just horrible news. Passes away at the age of 52. Former second round pick to the Flyers. He was just an absolute legend. Finished his career in the KHL, an ultimate tough guy. You probably remember him from that playoff run to game 7 in the Cup Finals with Calgary. He was pivotal in that series, both with his toughness and his ability to put the puck in the net. He was just like one of a kind. And everything you read about him from former players, you probably remember most the Ryan Hallwig incident, but everything that you read about, people describing Chris, just an unreal guy. So we offer our deepest condolences to Chris's family, Chris's friends, and rest in peace. With that being said, we're going to move on to the mock draft. We're going to keep this a little more, I'll say, organized, and we're definitely going to keep track of this as, numbers adjust and as picks adjust, we will adjust. But for now, I'm going to give my picks 1 through 10. The way that I came up with this was literally looked at the standings. There were no odds involved. This was literally just starting from the worst team going down, and that's how I'm going to do it. I have a screenshot of all the, as of today, I have all the teams. So it's going to literally go in that order starting today on the 20th of March. That's what we're rolling with. And then as we go to 2.0, 3.0, I'm sure the order is going to change. Once we get the actual draft order, we'll be making one. But for now, this is what we're rolling with. So starting off with the first overall pick goes to San Jose after that loss to Chicago the other night, up 2-0 and just a brutal collapse. They ended up losing, let up 5 goals. They get the first overall pick in this mock, and I think the obvious choice here is Macklin Celebrini. Probably going to be the Hobie Baker winner. I mentioned just the season that he's having is one we've never seen. I mentioned 33 games, 30 goals, 25 assists for 55 points, it for a plus 18. Probably going to be the Hobie Baker winner. He's the rookie and player of the year in the Hockey East. I mentioned the company that he was with. He's the youngest player to ever do that. He's the youngest Hobie Baker finalist ever, and he's probably going to be the youngest Hobie Baker winner ever. This is an easy pick for San Jose. I mean, they pretty much need everything. It's kind of unfortunate because I was just listening earlier to the Sick podcast, the Eye Test, with Jimmy Murphy and Pierre Maguire. Shout out to those guys. If you get the opportunity, go give them a listen. You can follow them at SickPodNHL. And they just give incredible just information, things they see that other people may not see. But man, this San Jose team is brutal. And what a break it would be for them if they could get a guy like Macklin Celebrini. I mean, they were talking today about, you know, where do you go with a rebuild like this? Mike Greer inherited just a horrible, horrible situation with no real direction. They've got a couple good young pieces in place. Obviously, you know, William Eklund is playing right now. He's looked good. Will Smith has been ripping it up for BC. He was their fourth overall pick last year. And then to be able to add a guy like Macklin Celebrini, I think would be great for this team. It wouldn't completely solve all their problems, but it would be a hell of a great start. I think it's exactly what they need. We'll see. It's all up to the odds, and we'll see what ends up happening with that. I know they're definitely hoping for it. Another team that I know is definitely hoping for it, and with the second overall pick here in this Drop the Mitts 1.0 mock draft, with Macklin Celebrini gone, I have the Chicago Blackhawks taking Ivan Demidov, who, Jesus, shout out Cam Robinson again. I always get to see, these great highlights of him because of Cam. And I see Chicago grabbing this right winger. He can also play center, but he's primarily a right winger at 5'11", 168. He's an 05, 18-year-old right now playing in Russia. A left shot, but feels more comfortable on the right side. And so far in 30 games this year, he's got 23 goals, 37 assists for 60 points, and a plus 47. Playing in the MHL. Great year. He's my pick. I mean, I think he would be a great complement to Connor Bedard, playing on that right wing. Taylor Hall is going to be coming back. If they can get him over here, I don't know what the ramifications are, if that's going to be possible for him to come over here. But you got to think that they're going to try to make it happen. But what a line that would be, huh? Like Taylor Hall, Bedzy, and Demidov just and run with it. I mean, listen, Nick Foligno, even he's a good piece on that team. Kurashev is a great piece. Colin Blackwell's been playing great. Like, there's other guys I know I'm forgetting, but this team is not as bad of a spot. They're not in as bad of a spot as like a San Jose is, for sure. It's not close. You got to think they're going to improve next year, and I think grabbing Demidov is going to be a great start. What an exciting line that would be. Moving on. This was a pick that I've kind of stuck with, especially in my first mock draft, where a lot of people didn't really agree with it. But I think that was before the Jamie Drysdale trade. Obviously, that trade that happened earlier, prior to the deadline, where Anaheim sent Jamie Drysdale to the Philadelphia Flyers for Cutter Gauthier. With that trade happening, I really like the pick of Artem Levchinov. Levchinov has been a prospect I've been really high on. I got the opportunity to watch him at Conti Forum when they played BC. Just a kid who, obviously, native of Belarus, 18 years old. He's also an 05. 6'2", 209, right shot defenseman. We know right shot defensemen are very hard to come by in this league, not to mention offensive and two-way, you know, defensemen. And he's, again, a guy that has had a solid, solid year. I'll read his stats, you know, from in the USHL with the Green Bay Gamblers. 62 games, 13 goals, 29 assists. For 42 points, was a minus 15. And then to transition to Michigan State as a freshman in 35 games, he's got 9 goals, 23 assists, 32 points for a plus 25. Although this, even after trading Jamie Drysdale, I think this Anaheim Ducks team is loaded with young defensive talent, just to name a few. Tristan Luneau, Olin Zellweger, who I got the opportunity to watch on TV the other night. It was one of the late games, and he is every bit as advertised. I think he's going to be solid, the former Kamloops defenseman. He's a left shot. What a compliment he would be, right? With Levchinov, the right shot defenseman. He's a phenomenal phenomenal puck handler. He's strong. And he's got a phenomenal, phenomenal shot from the point. I think he would be a great fit for Anaheim. Especially, and I liked Levchinov to Anaheim even with Drysdale. I thought he was going to be a solid, you know, you look at Drysdale and you hope he's going to be a top pairing defenseman. That is what I see out of Levchinov. And I think just the vision of being able to pair him with a guy like Zellweger would be phenomenal. Again, I bring up his puck handling. He's got a phenomenal shot from the point. I think that's the pick here for Anaheim. Moving on to the Columbus Blue Jackets. This pick, I think, is just I give too many parallels. And one thing I see out of this, when I look at a guy who I think is going to go here to Columbus, is Caden Lindstrom, a big, big boy. He's an 06, 18 years old, from Chetwynd, British Columbia. Big boy, 6'4", 216, left shot, centerman. What I see in this guy, and as crazy as it sounds, with the news of Rick Nash taking over the getting the role as GM of Team Canada, you got to think Rick Nash is going to be the favorite to land this GM job in Columbus. And when I look at Caden Lindstrom, I see a lot of parallels and comparisons to Rick Nash. I do. And what better guy to learn from? And I think, especially with Adam Fantilli, we mentioned Kent Johnson. They've got some other pieces, Kirill Marchenko. I think Caden Lindstrom would be a phenomenal fit here in Columbus. In 32 games in Medicine Hat this year in the WHL, he's got 27 goals, 19 points. 19 assists for 46 points, 66 penalty minutes, and he's a plus 12. He's been solid for Medicine Hat, an incredible shot. He's strong on the puck. I mentioned how big he is, 6'4". He's a big boy, so definitely tough to move him off the puck. I think he'd be a great fit, and he moves exceptionally well for a guy at 6'4". You know, his resume speaks for, you know, he's a Hlinka Gretzky Cup gold medal winner. He's not afraid to muck it up in the corners. And again, that shot is lethal. I think Columbus would hit a home run here if they were able to grab him at 4. And with this mock draft, they do have the 4, you know, I have him at 4. So I think it would be a home run for them, for the city of Columbus. Moving on to the Ottawa Senators, who my Boston Bruins just played last night. And I think a guy who he was considered one of the top two picks at the beginning of the year, for whatever reason, has kind of tailed off. I think he's still going to be solid at the next level, especially after a year at Boston University. Cole Yzerman. I mean, he is every bit as advertised as a shooter. The 2006 17-year-old from Newburyport, Mass. Local kid, you know, played junior Bruins, left winger, left shot. He's 6 foot, 196. Again, all these stats that I'm reading off to you come from Elite Prospects. You know, shout out to Cam Robinson, all those guys, you know, at Elite Prospects. I love the product they have, what they put out. It's incredible. Again, this is a fit that I think would be perfect for Ottawa. Playing with a guy like maybe Brady Tkachuk, Tim Stützle, just a team that needs scoring. They need to put the puck in the net. Again, yes, they need goaltending. Yes, they need, you know, maybe a right shot defenseman. But I think being able to add a guy like Cole Yzerman is going to really help this team. And he has thrived no matter where he's been. And again, this season, he's got 38 goals. The way that I read it in the NTDP, in 45 games, he's got 48 goals, 25 assists, 73 points, and a plus 25. And then the USHL competition in 20 games, he's got 24 goals, 7 assists, 31 points. For four for four penalty minutes plus eight. It looks like the total for that. Yeah, the way that they have this lined up is the NTDP and the USHL, so I read those separately. But again, just in the World Juniors, absolutely has dominated as well. His U17 year, in seven games, he had 12 goals, eight assists for 20 points. And then his U18 year, seven games, nine goals, two assists, 11 points. He's going to be at BU next year. Obviously, I think that team is going to look a little bit different, but they're loaded with talent. His teammate, Kamil Bednarik, is going to be there. They've still got other great pieces, and I have a feeling you're going to see a lot of Cole Eiserman ripping it up in the Hockey East at BU next year. Moving on to the Arizona Coyotes. This is a pick that I think, I don't know, I like the pick and I like the fit, but I think the reason why I like the fit is based on what the Coyotes have been doing in the past and what they've done in prior years, especially as of late. And I have the Coyotes taking Anton Siliev. One of the silkiest skating defensemen I've seen. He's an 06, 17 years old, 6'7", 207, left shot. This has Arizona written all over it. It does, especially with their pick last year of Dmitry Simashev, the 6'4 defenseman. He was sat at 198. And then also Daniil Boot, the left wing. He's at 6'5". Like, again, this has Arizona written all over it. I think this would be a perfect fit. Adding a left shot, and again, just being able to have these big defensemen and what they're building. I like what they're building. Again, they've got some good pieces coming up. You know, I want to read some of their, you know, the top prospects. Let me pull it up real quick. Okay, perfect. So just to read off a few guys, some of these guys, again, are already playing in the NHL, still considered prospects, you know, obviously based on age, all under, say, like 23. Dylan Gunther, sick. Dmitry Simashev, who I mentioned their pick last year, left shot defenseman, big boy. Daniil Boot from Lokomotiv, again, left shot, 19 years old. Solid player. Another guy from the Swift Current Broncos, another first round pick, Connor Geeky. He's going to be solid for this team. Another guy from Drummondville, Maverick Lamoureux, a right shot defenseman. I love these. They're picking these big defensemen. And then you got to think they're going to be pairing them with these offensive defensemen that they have there as well. Michael Hrabal, goaltender, UMass. He's rated as the sixth best prospect in their system. Josh Doan, same thing. You remember his dad. You might remember his dad if you're a Coyotes fan, Shane Doan. Victor Soderstrom, again, another right shot defenseman. This pick has Arizona written all over it. Now, I love the fit, and I think this would really solidify their defensive core for the future. So that's who I have going to Arizona. Moving on to the Montreal Canadiens, I do not have them taking defensemen, as crazy as that might sound. That defensive core, especially after the pick last year of David Reinbacher, which really people were not happy about. They saw Matvei Michkov. We learned that Matvei Michkov was not going to play for the Montreal Canadiens. But listen, David Reinbacher is one hell of a defensive prospect. Got the opportunity to watch him at the Prospect Challenge in Buffalo, and he looked phenomenal. I read off a lot of these defensemen that they have. Logan Mailloux playing really well. I mentioned Lane Hutson. He's up for the Hobie Baker Award. Jordan Harris is playing well. Jaden Struble, again, Arber Zhekaj, who is an absolute lunatic, one of my favorite defensemen to watch, by the way. So, again, I have them kind of straying away from defense, working on now that forward group. And I think a guy that's sitting here at this point that I really like, as well as the fit from Saskatoon. He's a 2006, 18 years old, Berkeley Catton. I think this is a perfect fit. He's a pure leader. Obviously, you know, he fits the mold of what Gorton and Hughes are building with this team. He's had an incredible year for Spokane in the WHL, 66 games, 52 goals, 61 assists, 113 points, and a plus 12. His U18 year in the World Juniors, 7 games, he scored 1 goal, 3 assists, 4 points. Where he wore captain for the Canada Red U17. Again, he wore the C for them in 7 games, 3 goals, 9 assists, for 12 total points. This has Montreal written all over it. I love, you know, obviously his the way that he's able to read in the offensive zone. He's a great playmaker. Pair him up with a guy like Jurij Slafkovský, who you've seen is developing really nicely with Montreal. That doesn't even mention the fact that they have Nick Suzuki, Cole Caulfield. This is a guy I think would be a phenomenal add for them. And a guy that I think could help them right away. I think, again, he was rated really high, I think, going into the year, and he kind of fell off a little bit, but I have him right in the middle of the top 10. I love the fit with Montreal, especially knowing what they need. Just someone who's very offensive minded and someone who can, you know, is a playmaker, can put the puck in the net. I think this would be a solid pickup for Montreal. Moving on, we are at pick. Pick 8. Sorry, that took me longer to count than I thought. With the Seattle Kraken, the newest expansion team. This is a team that I think could really use some defensive help. And a guy that I looked at that's been having it, again, I've brought up a lot of these phenomenal freshmen in college hockey. And a guy who's from the West Coast as well. I mean, that's not the only reason why I had this pick here. He's a guy that I think would fit really well in the system. And that is Zeev Bouyam from the University of Denver. This is a guy that I think could really contribute with the Seattle Kraken defensive core. Again, he's got a brother that plays with him, Shai Bouyam, who's, you know, also having a great year. But again, this is a pick that they need defense at this point. I love what they're doing with Matty Beniers. They've got Shane Wright coming up. Eventually, he's going to be ready. Jared McCann is good. Oliver Bjorkstrand. I think adding Zeev Bouyam and kind of bolstering that defensive core is what they really need right now. In 2023, this year for the University of Denver, in 36 games, he's got 9 goals, 35 assists for 44 points and a plus 28. He had a good World Junior U18 in 7 games. He had a 1 goal, 5 assists, 6 points for a plus 5, and then really took off in the U20 World Junior Classic in 7 games. 3 goals, 2 assists, 5 points, was a plus 11, and just overall looked good. Controls the puck really well. He's got exceptional speed. And just the way that he's able to read, you know, through the neutral zone and contribute on offense. He's a great setup man. And I think this would be a really good fit for Seattle as well. We got 2 more picks here. Moving on to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Holy shit. I don't know what is happening with Pittsburgh right now. I'm going to be honest with you. Not a clue. This trade with Jake Guentzel, I felt like we had the live stream of the trade deadline. I never really gave my thoughts of, I thought this was a complete L on Pittsburgh's part. Just complete and utter failure on this part. I can't even understand this trade. there's a prospect that I really like that I think is better than the guy I'm about to say. And it's close. But I think the fit of this guy is better, especially as a true centerman, as Sidney Crosby gets older, as Evgeny Malkin gets older. And I think that's Tijigin Iginla. A guy that I wanted to put here was Konstas Helenius. I love both of these guys. I mean, geez, they're both extremely talented. Complete studs. I think the better fit here is Tijigginla in Pittsburgh. I think he would just take that city by storm. From Lake Country, British Columbia. He's an 06, 17 years old. 6 foot, 185. Absolutely ripping it up this year for the Kelowna Rockets. Tearing it up. 62 games. He's got 47 goals, 36 assists for 83 points in the WHL. I think he's a great fit in Pittsburgh, especially. I'm not sure what if they're going about to go through a rebuild, if they're about to, who knows with this team. But what I do know is Tijigginla is everything as advertised. He's having a phenomenal year. And I think he would look great in that Pittsburgh Penguins uniform. He would just be a solid fit. So with that being said, the last pick of the Drop the Mitts 1.0 2024 NHL mock draft leaves the New Jersey Devils selecting Konstas Helenius. Again, another 06 from Finland, 17 years old. This team just traded away Tyler Toffoli. They have packed it up. They trade away right winger Tyler Toffoli. This is a perfect opportunity to bring in a 17-year-old right winger at 5'11", 181 as a true right-hand shot. And again, this is a guy that's also having a solid year with Liga in 51 games. He's got 14 goals, 22 assists, 36 points. And again, I'm going to read all international play. This is including the World Junior Tournament. In 13 games, he's got 3 goals, 8 assists for 11 points. And again, he's a guy that's not afraid to take the body, not afraid to block shots. He's a pure playmaker. He's not afraid to shoot the puck. I love this fit for New Jersey. You picture him playing with a guy like Nico Hischier, you know, or Jack Hughes at some point, a guy that's not afraid to shoot the puck. And I think this will be a great fit for them. So that wraps up the Drop the Mitts 1.0 NHL mock draft. If you guys are listening to this, if you listen to it and you hear, you know, there are some picks that you don't necessarily agree with. If you think there are fits with other guys, you think some of the guys that I named are going to other teams, please let me know. I'm willing. I love the banter going back and forth. It's so much fun. I love doing these mock drafts, and oftentimes I do them for fun. This one I put a lot of thought into. I kind of had in my mind where I wanted to put guys, and then I waited until today to actually have the list. So being able, it kind of fell into place how I thought it would, with the exception of like the top of the draft with Chicago and San Jose. They've kind of been going back and forth. So I'm really excited who's going to win the Macklin Celebrini sweepstakes. And a lot of these fits that I have, they're just based on need, biggest team need, and just fits that I see. I don't necessarily think that Tijigginla is better than Konstas Helenius. That's not at all what I'm saying. I'm just saying, based on fit, I think that Tijigginla would be, and that's going to be the case for a lot of these picks. It's all based on opinion. It's not, you know, my word is not gospel. So this is all just based on fit that I see. And I definitely, I love going back and forth with you guys. We've had a lot of success lately going on TikTok Live, kind of doing the same thing that I did here today, is just kind of going back and forth, talking about, you know, playoffs, potential free agent spots, trades that may happen. So you guys can tune in every single day on TikTok. We are at Drop Mitts Hockey, which is all of our social media platforms. And again, we play NHL, we talk puck, we talk about potential trades. We just kind of talk, and that's it. It's a lot of fun. And We're really going to be revamping our live process. Just trying to, you know, whether we do Twitch, Twitter Live, like whatever it may be, we're still working through those kinks. But again, to kind of wrap things up, I will be in the building for Friday's Hockey East semifinal matchup between the UMass Minutemen and Boston College Eagles, as well as the BU Terriers versus the Maine Black Bears. And I couldn't be more excited for those games. Obviously, there's college hockey games going on all across the country, so we're going to try to stay up to pace as much as we can while covering professional hockey as well. So we got a lot of exciting times coming up, right? We've got playoff hockey coming up, college hockey, the Natties coming up. Really exciting time, although that does mean that the season is coming to an end faster than I wanted to. But you know what? We got to make the most of it and enjoy our time. But that wraps up episode 35 of Drop the Mitts Hockey Podcast, brought to you in partnership with the great people over at Primetime Productions. I am your host, Chris Davis. You can follow me at ChrisJDavis11, as well as our official Drop the Mitts Hockey page at Drop Mitts Hockey. That is on every platform. Subscribe to our YouTube. We've got some incredible interviews on there. But yeah, again, that wraps up for today, and we're really happy to be back on track after a couple weeks off. We're going to be a lot more consistent. Just need a little time off. But yeah, so again, we'll see you next week. Stay safe out there. Enjoy whatever team you follow. And we will see you next week. We've got a really exciting interview next week. So we're fired up about that. So take care, guys. Love you all. And have a great weekend. Take care.